Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of the virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, held incarnate deity, pleased as man with men to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Hail the heavenly.
Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn.
Thank you. Let's sing, O Come All Ye Faithful.
O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Choirs of angels sing in exultation, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God all, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Appearing, oh come, let us adore him. Oh come, let us adore him. Oh come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.
Amen. Amen. may be seated. Wow, it's good to see everybody here. So glad to hear. Does everyone have the communion cups? Great. I want to share with you some scriptures today. Out of John 1, verses 1 through 5, in the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. And in John 1, verse 14, so the Word became human and made His home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. John 1, 4, the Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. That's an important point. That's what I want to talk about today, the light that comes through knowing God and through Jesus Christ. John 3:19, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. We've got a problem. We've got a sin problem, and we need a Savior. John 12:35 and 36, then Jesus told them, for a little while longer, the light will be among you. Walk while you have light, so that the darkness will not overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of light. And in John 8:12, you're going to get a lot of scriptures. Amen. That's where it's at. That's where the truth is. And it's the Word of God that changes things. There's such power in it. In John 8:12, it says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. You know, that's why we're here today, really, to celebrate the light has come. Jesus has come. I have come as a light to shine in this dark world so that all that who put their trust in me no longer remain in the dark. When God created the heavens and the earth, darkness covered the earth. God's intention was to bring light to the earth, so He spoke light into existence. He said, light be. God saw the light was good. He separated the light from the darkness. He called the light day, and He called the darkness night. We're going to talk about that light that we need. We need light, don't we? I mean, I would not want to dwell in darkness. I went to Linville Caverns one time, and you know, you can go down in Linville Caverns, and then they cut the lights off. Boy, that actually hurts, doesn't it? That dark, being in that dark, can't see anything right in front of you. The next person right beside you, I don't like that darkness. We need the light, but we need the light spiritually too. We desperately need God's light because we were born and have a heart that has a tendency to sin. We make mistakes. We've all fallen short of the glory of God, but God sent His Son. In 1 John 1 through 5, and this is His message, we have heard from Him and announced to you that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. Amen. Light just doesn't show you things from the dark. Light just doesn't show you things from the darkness. It has the ability to change your perspective about how you see, what you think. Physical light was just the beginning with God. He put a star in the heavens to guide the three wise men to where Jesus was. He illuminated the sky with a bright star above the manger, the flock tower we know now, with the good news of a Savior that He sent to this world. Luke 2:10 through 12 says, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came in haste and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. And when they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told about this child. And all who heard it wondered at all the things which were told by them by the shepherds. Shepherds were the first Messianic Jews, the first evangelists, weren't they? Pretty interesting. John 8:12 says, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." In Acts 26:17-18, "I am sending you to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light, from the dominion of Satan to God, in order that they may receive forgiveness of sins." So we need to be turned out of this darkness, the darkness of Satan, deception. That's the only power. You know, the cross rendered Satan powerless, but he has the ability to use our power. The Spirit of God, you know, Spirit of God is within us, and our soul, we have a certain amount of power, but we can be deceived without Christ and without the Word of God. We can be deceived. So God sent us Jesus. Matthew 5:14-16 says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do men light a lamp and put it under the basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all those who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Light is the way we do life. We should speak of God's love and purpose for others. Your light is helping define God to others. That's interesting, isn't it? The light that we have from Christ is helping other people to see God. We have an important mission. He strategically placed us exactly where we are at this particular time and has great purpose for our lives. And so don't discount that, where you're at in life. Don't discount it, because God has placed you there to reach many. We have that individual light coming from God, and we have a collection of light together as the body of Christ. So let your light shine. Does your light have love? These are some of the things that the light brings to our lives. Love, giving, sharing, accepting others. We're not judging. Jesus said, don't judge. Judge not so that you won't be judged. Forgive so that we can be forgiven. So are we accepting others, forgiving others, comforting others, encouraging and inspiring others? These are things that having that light within us will help us to do. We can be an inspiration and be used of God. Let's think about a light bulb. I meant to bring one this morning. A light bulb is, it has the capacity to bring light, but it needs an outside source to bring light, correct? That's the way we are, in a way. We need an outside source to be able to bring light. In Luke chapter 1, we read the story of John the Baptist. I want to talk about this just for a minute. In chapter 1, we read the story of John the Baptist. His father, Zechariah, and mother, Elizabeth, were righteous. God declared them righteous and good people. But they were very old, and the angel Gabriel came to them and told them that they were going to have a son, and his name would be called John, and he would prepare the way for the Lord. Let me read chapter Luke 1, verses 16 here. "John the Baptist, he will be a man with the spirit and the power of Elijah. He will prepare the people for the coming of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children. And he will cause those who are rebellious to accept the wisdom of the godly." So, also in Zechariah prophesied in John, Luke 1, verse 76-79. This is really cool here. "And you, my little son," this is Zechariah prophesying to his son, John the Baptist, when he was just born. "And you, my little son, will be called the prophet of the Most High, because you will prepare the way for the Lord. You will tell his people how to find salvation through forgiveness of their sins. Because of God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace. So John had a message. Tell me what John's message was. Repent. Amen. He was saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So step one, and this is for everybody, but this would be especially for those that do not know the Lord or do not have that personal relationship. The step one is repentance. John the Baptist was used by God to prepare the way for the Lord, because the Lord was coming, and he said, repent, for the kingdom of God is near. So we all individually need to come to Jesus through repenting. And the step two would be humility. We need to come to the Lord humbly, recognizing that we have fallen short of the glory of God. We need forgiveness. We need a Savior. And that takes humility. You know, pride would say, no, I'm going to do it my way. You know that old song by Frank Sinatra, I did it my way. Our way doesn't work. It will fall short. But humility and coming to God, doing it God's way, makes all the difference in the world. Step three in this process of becoming a light to the world, ask. Ask and it shall be given unto you. The Bible talks that we don't have because we don't ask. So we need to ask Jesus, the true one and only light, to come into our hearts. For he is the all-powerful. He is that outside source that can bring light to our life. Step four, believe. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we need to believe. We need to trust. Have faith in God that Jesus went to the cross and was crucified, shedding his blood for our sins so that we can be forgiven. He died for us, and then he arose from the dead, and he's alive forevermore. In doing this, he freed us from the bondages of sin. We're no longer slaves to sin, but we are more than conquerors. And that light is in us. For the glory of God. Amen. Step five, abide in Christ. We need, through prayer, through communion, through the study of God's word, we need to abide in Christ and allow more of the light and the understanding and the wisdom of God to come into our hearts through this study, through this communion with God, through prayer. Step six, I've tried to teach this to my children. This will set you free in your relationship. Just learn and do it by faith. God, we love him because he first loved us. But as you step out, you know, that can be out here somewhere at first. But when you get it to where, Lord, I love you with all my heart. The commandment for the New Testament followers of God, the new covenant, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. In doing this, we have fulfilled the law, and we stand through Christ, through the blood of Jesus, we stand righteous in God's sight. So love the Lord your God. Start practicing that. You know, it may be we think of God being out there somewhere, and he's not. He's right here. He's close. Matter of fact, when you pray, and if you know, faith is an important part of this, but we know from God's word that when we call upon the name of the Lord, he says, I'm right here. I'm here. He will never leave us nor forsake us. How can we neglect so great a salvation? I know that's why you're here on Christmas morning. There's other places you could be, but you came because you love the Lord. And we celebrate the light of God. Another step, step seven, I'm calling, is becoming light by bearing fruit. The fruits of the Spirit. This is something God does in our life. We can't do it on our own, but he does it. We bear fruit, and the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, mercy, trusting God in all things, long-suffering. There's a lot of them. Yeah, that's good. I mean, yeah, fruits of the Spirit, just to name a few of them. Step eight, becoming a co-laborer with Christ Jesus. You know, talking about having purpose in your life, we actually, Jesus will labor along with us. We are not alone in this journey. And when we realize that he's given us great purpose, And according to your faith, be it unto you. But I want to believe big, don't y'all? I want to believe for God's best that I would make a difference in this life. And, you know, this is the first time I've probably spoken. And, you know, I've been here 37 years, something like that. When I came on staff, Pastor Roger Gosling back then, do you ever want to preach? And I said, no, please no. I'm more comfortable with the piano or the guitar, you know, but I've learned so much being at this church, so I'm so glad you're here, and I think a lot of people would say amen. I have learned so much. I'm so thankful for my journey and that I got to be here at a place, at a church filled with the Spirit of God, that I could grow in wisdom and understanding. Preaching is not my thing, I'm so glad I can share with you today. And we got great people like Eric Moore. I see him sitting out here, and Mike Duncan, Doug Logan. We've got so many great speakers, Terry Hageman, great people, just all of you. We are so blessed at this church. It's just Pastor Terry, Pastor John, and I don't want to miss anybody, so I'm starting to name names. But every part of the body here is so special. We've got a great church. We've got great people, and I'm so thankful. And I stand very humbly up here speaking because there's so many that can do it better than me. But wow, what a great team we have here. So becoming a co-laborer with Christ is step 8 that I've got written down here. Bringing the Lord's light into the world for the glory of God. That's why we live, that our lives might bring glory to God, that we might make a difference. And this is the greatest life. It's what you were created for and what your purpose is. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing. I want you to sing with me that song, I Have Light. Just, it talks about that we are the light of the world. So I want to sing that. And then right after we sing I Have Light, Elder Lee Moss, my brother, is going to come over and lead us in communion, okay? All right. So let's sing that song. Stand. I have a light, and it always shines. It shines in the day, it shines in the night, and when the dark come and the sun isn't bright, I will be shining, for I have a light. Sing that again. I have a light. You do. And it always shines. It shines in the day, it shines in the night, and when the dark days come and the sun isn't bright, I will be shining, for I have a light. My light is the Lord. My light is the Lord, Jesus by name. My light is the Spirit who leads me to change. My light is the Father who gave up his own. My light is the Lord. I have a light. shines in the day. It shines in the night. And when the dark days come and the sun isn't bright, I will be shining, for I have a light. I will be shining. I will be shining, for I have a light. Thank you, Lord, for your light. You may be seated.
Good morning. Isn't this an awesome time? It's one of my favorites. You get to see everybody that you really want to see.
Amen.
You get to have fun with them.
Yeah.
And then you get to pray for them for the rest of the year.
Please try again.
And you get to talk to Siri. And if you ever want to play with her, just ask her to beatbox for you. She'll really do a good job. Okay, Siri, you can go to sleep now. So, you know, the Lord springs little things like that on us. And I'm going to share something with you while you're getting together in small groups, whether it's beside you, before you, or behind you, 5 or 6 or 7 or so, because this is family. You know, when Jesus brought the disciples together to enjoy a meal, the Passover meal, for the last time, it was a small group. So go ahead, just kind of turn around, stand up, if you will. Grab your, if you haven't got communion, would you please raise your hand so that those who are here to help us. If you haven't got one, please get one. The Lord sprung this one on me. Is everybody together? If you don't know each other, introduce yourselves. Okay. Are we family now? Okay. So, when Jesus instituted this, he did it with the closest family that he had, with the expectation that they couldn't hold it in, that they had to share it. And so that's why we're here today. So they were there just as a family, doing something that the family normally does, and then all of a sudden, Jesus breaks in and he says this, and this is in Mark 14, okay? He says, and as they were eating, Jesus, I'm going to kind of put it in modern vernacular, he picked up a piece of bread and he gave it a purpose, just as he gives each one of us a purpose. You're not just a piece of bread. You're a piece of bread with a purpose. And the purpose for this bread, he broke it, and he gave it to them, and then he said this. He said, take and eat. This is my body. So let's do that. and he wasn't finished there. And then it says, and then he took the cup, and again, he gave it purpose. He gave thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many." And then he said something else, that we have something to look forward to. He said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." You see, we're not going to stop sharing our family. We're not going to stop sharing life because we have been given through the blood of Christ, through the body of Christ, through the life of Christ. We've been given eternal life so that with our heavenly family, with our brothers and sisters, forever and ever and ever, we will be able to share time together. So Paul said that when you drink it in remembrance of that gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's drink together in remembrance. If you will, just take the elements and put them back in the bag, yes. And then you can pass the bag to the center to the end. Okay, family, we're about to dismiss so that we can continue sharing in our homes, but there's a song that's become a tradition in our house that I know you've heard it, but it helps us to focus. You know, getting gifts is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Giving gifts is a wonderful, wonderful thing so that you get to see the reaction of those you give the gift to, you know? But there's this song, and you may or may not know the words. If you don't know the words, just hum. Let's stand together as before we dismiss and sing "Happy Birthday, Jesus."
Yes.
Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the tinsel and lights make the holidays bright, but the real gift is you. Happy birthday, Jesus.
We're all so glad it's Christmas.
Glad it's Christmas. All the carols and bells make the holiday swell, but the real gift is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. We're so glad you're.
Merry Christmas, everybody. God bless us and keep us. Keep us healthy. Keep us strong. Keep us safe. We love you all. We love you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you so much for coming out. We're dismissed.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org. or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.